Streets, downtown Urbana. Information at 384-2444.
It's 6:30, and meteorologist Ed Kieser says we should expect a mostly sunny day with a high near 67. It's 44 on Friends Plaza. Ed'll have complete details on the weather. But first, AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Two different National Guard units from Champaign-Urbana are preparing to leave for Afghanistan. An Urbana-based unit held its deployment ceremony last Sunday, and a Champaign-based unit held its own ceremony last night at the Champaign Centennial High School football field. Ceremonies are at a time for the troops to be honored by family and friends and say their goodbyes. Among those saying goodbye last night was Rudy Spaulding of Fisher, a state-level senior vice commander with the AMVETS Veterans Group. Spaulding says veterans groups like his keep tabs on soldiers' families and help them out when they can.
Another soldier from Iraq had just moved into Fisher, was sent overseas, and a few weeks later had flooding in his basement. His wife needed help. We sent four people down there, cleaned the basement up, tore down the drywall, put up new drywall. So we are an active organization.
Along with help from veterans groups, the Armed Forces has established support organizations such as the Family Readiness Group and Military OneSource to families with problems that arise when members are deployed for long periods. Spaulding's son, Chief Warrant Officer Daniel Spaulding, is among about 85 members of Bravo Company of the 634th Brigade Support Battalion who took part in last night's deployment ceremony. They're headed to Fort Bragg in North Carolina for training and then to Afghanistan. Their unit will maintain and repair military vehicles and other equipment during their tour of duty. Champaign-Urbana's largest healthcare organization says it's laid off 72 employees. The Carle Foundation says the 2.3% cut in its workforce was made necessary by falling revenue. Carle says while admissions have been steady, revenue hasn't materialized as expected, mainly because of reimbursement rate reductions, delayed government payments, and an increase in charity care. A Carle press release says the layoffs were mainly in management and professional non-clinical areas. A judge in Cook County has ordered election officials across Illinois to stop mailing absentee ballots. That's because he says the wording of a statewide referendum is, quote, downright misleading. Tony Arnold has more.
The referendum in question asks voters if Illinois should hold a constitutional convention where delegates can change the state constitution. It's on ballots every 20 years. But Cook County Judge Nathaniel House says there was a sentence in the referendum that could sway voters. That sentence points out the last time a constitutional convention showed up on the ballot, Illinois voters defeated it. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn is a plaintiff in the case to change the wording.
Most importantly, I think the people of Illinois need a fair chance to consider a constitutional convention without any kind of biased language put in by insiders.
Quinn's a longtime supporter of a constitutional convention, but he says that doesn't influence his opinion on the wording of the referendum. I'm Tony Arnold.
State Senator James Meeks took his message of school funding reform to Wrigley Field last night, 1 month after leading a two-day boycott of Chicago public schools. Meeks held a protest outside the site of a playoff game between the Cubs and Los Angeles Dodgers. Meeks held hundreds of protesters, led hundreds of protesters wearing orange T-shirts that said, "Save our schools. Our schools should be number one." Meeks chose Wrigley for the protest because he said the game would have the attention of not just the state but the country, and he wanted to draw some of that attention to the issue of school funding reform. Meeks wants an overhaul of the current school financing system, which relies heavily on local property taxes, giving well-to-do districts an advantage over poorer ones. Republican Congressman Jerry Weller is the only U.S. House member who was a no-show on the financial bailout bill, and he's getting an earful about that in his district. State Representative Bill Mitchell says his fellow Republican should resign if he doesn't think it's important enough to vote on such a critical package. And Mitchell scoffed at a claim that Weller couldn't attend the session because of a family matter. The defeat of the $700 billion financial industry bailout sparked a sell-off on Monday. Meanwhile, a former economist with the Clinton administration says most members of Congress must appear to be putting political posturing aside and are ready to approve an amended bailout package. But Diane Lynn Rogers says this will require whoever wins the presidency to tighten the belt once a new administration is in place. Rogers served on a U of I panel yesterday on the country's prospects for a healthy economy. She says the U.S. financial crisis has reached a breaking point, and it served as a wake-up call to both politicians and the American people.
In this case, we've been borrowing beyond our means, but that means that there's only upward pressure on the cost of borrowing, and there's a tightening of the credit that's available in the economy as a whole. And that's a good thing in the sense that we've reached our limits, and the market is telling us we've reached our limits. So we won't get there. We won't let the sword drop, so to speak.
Rogers is currently chief economist with the Concord Coalition, a nonprofit advocacy group. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola, hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for an in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, a sunny day today. Maybe a few clouds tomorrow. Saturday should be nice. We'll warm up into the 70s. Little chance of a shower or two, you say, on Sunday. But don't cancel any outdoor plans.
Right. It appears right now that most of the rain that will occur will be to our north and to our west on Sunday. But we'll be close enough to the borderline that there could be a few showers in our area. But at this point, it doesn't look well organized. So, yeah, don't cancel.